Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Within many hearts of people in our society today, there's an anxiety that is brought about by many different factors. While we understand some of the things that can cause anxiety in our hearts and can cause apprehension and fear and doubt, we so often feel powerless to address and really resolve any of those issues that can cause anxiety and worry in our hearts and in our lives. But yet the natural longing for the human heart is to long for peace in the world and certainly for peace in our own hearts and souls. Think about some of the ways and sources of anxiety that we feel, or just as a society and a world that come about. On the international level, we hear about, you know, threats of war and tough talk between different countries. There's, you know, barbs and pointed messages that are exchanged between the leaders of our own country and of other countries that are perhaps hostile to the United States, such as Iran and North Korea and Venezuela and Russia. It often seems that we are almost teetering just on the brink of war, or where diplomacy may or may not work out, and we see, you know, troops being called up into standby positions and naval ships being sent out to places like the Persian Gulf and the Arabian Sea to be ready for any potential conflict that might arise. And we hope that diplomacy will win the day and that these countries will be able to work out their differences. But we also have kind of a nagging fear that things will not work out and that war will emerge. Here in our own country, we hear about some potential economic challenges as various sectors of our economy and various industries are beginning to be affected and being affected more and more by the escalating trade war that's happening between the United States and China. Now, if you pay attention to the news at all, you hear lots of different opinions about whether the economic tensions or the trade war with China will have a serious and lasting negative impact on our financial situation and our economy, or that whether it's, maybe they say it's not really a big deal, and that in the long run, it will really help things to work out to our advantage. Well, really, for the average person, the situation is so complex that maybe we think there's just not really much point for us, the average Joe, to worry about those things very much at all, because there's not really much that we can do to resolve the situation. Think about factors on a societal level, as we see high divorce rates, see increasing spread of STDs, the opioid epidemic that affects so many people in our society. We see the increased prevalence of mental disorders and mood disorders among people, probably people that we know in our families or our circles of friends. See a high level of dissatisfaction that people have with the job that they work in. We see in so many people's lives just general feelings of lack of satisfaction, of lack of happiness, of just dissatisfaction with their own situation in life. As a society and also as individuals, we attempt to grapple with all the fast-moving changes that are happening around us in so many areas of life, but we often have too little time and too few resources and really no great ability to affect all of the many major things that are happening in the world around us. In the past, it seemed that our society imagined that an education could overcome all the obstacles that life will throw at us. But however, we see today that education is no guarantee of success. Higher education is becoming so expensive that for some people it's almost totally out of reach. And even if you have the money or are able to get scholarships to achieve a college degree or a graduate degree, that also doesn't even guarantee a decent job anymore. And the problems of society are becoming so complex that few people truly understand how to go about overcoming them. and changing them. And so the world that we live in is a world of bewildering complexities. And all these factors combine together and can cause great frustration, great worry, and great anxiety in our hearts. And it might be easy for us to come to these conclusions that we can't possibly understand all the things that are happening in the world around us. We can't really even know who to trust or who to follow in this world. And so many times it seems, at least we feel, that God seems to be so far away from us. Well, who really does understand the world today? Government leaders, diplomats, military officials, generals? Well, the strife and tension in the countries around the world and within our own country causes so much discord and division. And these things, these tensions and divisions in society can lead us to believe that there's not really anyone who has an adequate understanding of how to solve the problems of life and the problems that faces our society and our world. And we often come to similar conclusions about our own individual personal lives. We might wonder about why one of our family members or friends, a loved one, has to suffer agonizingly through a lingering terminal or chronic illness. We might wonder why it might be such a struggle for us as parents to talk to our children about some of the things that are most important in our hearts and lives. For married people, we might wonder why it might seem like we're always competing with our spouse and trying to one-up each other or win some kind of unspoken battle. There are things in our lives that we just don't understand how to address and how to resolve adequately. And because we don't understand those things and we suspect that many other people also don't understand, we don't know whom to follow or where to turn and look for guidance. And in the midst of all this confusion, even God sometimes seems to be distant and far off. We might wonder, where is God in such a time as this, as there are so many troubles that we face in our world, and also as individuals in this society? Does God side with certain nations and against other ones? Is God prepared to intervene in our lives that sometimes seem to have totally lost their meaning? Does God really care? Well, in these confused and trying and difficult times that cause anxiety and apprehension, the brightness of hope appears. In this time of loneliness and personal anxiety and personal turmoil, God enters the picture with his grace and with his love. He has a message of hope and a message of comfort for anxious and worried people like you and me. Perhaps what is the basis of all of this anxiety and confusion and turmoil is the fact that so many people in our world today, and even so oftentimes ourselves, we so often seek peace and comfort in all the wrong places. We continually look outside ourselves or to other people for a gift that is really only given by God within us. The peace and the certainty and the assurance that we seek will not be found by looking to certain political leaders or to certain heroes in our society, or will not be found in wealth or power or wisdom. God tells us that the peace that we seek for our hearts and our souls will only come from our relationship with him through Jesus. The way of the Lord is different from the ways of this world. God promises to give us peace in our lives and in our hearts on his terms, not on this world's terms. And so Jesus says in our reading today, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." If we're seeking peace in our lives, if we're seeking peace in society and in the world, and we only find frustration, it's probably because we're seeking for peace in all the wrong places. God's tremendous promise to us is a promise of his grace, his mercy, and his love and forgiveness. God's peace comes to us and to our hearts on his terms, not on this world's terms. The peace that God offers to us is not simply an additive to life or an addendum to all the other things in our life. God's peace becomes the essence of our lives, becomes the essence of life for every faithful believer in Jesus. In order for that to happen, God says that there must be a new life, that there must be a destroying of the old life with all of its incorrect ways of seeking peace, and that the creation of the new life that has peace and love inherent in its nature must come from God himself and must be accomplished by God himself. The Bible calls this experience a new birth, in which God says the old things have passed away and all things become new for us. Jesus tells us that this new birth happens when he sends the Holy Spirit, the counselor that he promised in the gospel reading today, into our lives, into our hearts through his word. When the Holy Spirit comes and points us again and again to the sacrificial death that Jesus made for us on the cross, which pays for all of our sins and all of our failures that cause us so much guilt and shame and self-loathing and anxiety about what faces us after this life is over. That new life that God the Holy Spirit creates in our hearts is a personal and intimate relationship with God. And so as we live now conscious of this new life within us, of the presence of the Holy Spirit and his guidance in our lives, as we trust in his blessing for us, we can now follow the directions that our Savior Jesus gives us. When he calls on us to love him and to follow his word, the result then is that we are secure. We experience now in our lives a new kind of peace, a new kind of confidence. This peace is something more than just simply a worldly peace that is an end to hostility or war or conflict between nations or between different political parties or groups of people. This peace is greater than any kind of truce that might be achieved by diplomats or by armies. The promise of God to you is a peace that transcends all understanding. With this peace comes the knowledge that although people make a mess of their lives and of the world around us, God's purposes are still accomplished in this world and in individual lives through his son Jesus. One of those purposes of God, one of his gracious purposes for our lives, is to calm our troubled hearts, to soothe and drive away all anxiety and fear and doubt from our hearts. Yes, the world around us might certainly be troubled by many different problems that arise. Society and people around us might be afraid of all the negative things that could happen as tensions arise between different countries and there are internal forces in the countries that cause problems and difficulty. But the Almighty Maker of heaven and earth, the ruler of the whole universe, is on your side by his grace. In fact, he is also inside each one of us. As Jesus promised in our reading, if anyone loves me, he will hold on to my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Through faith in this Son of righteousness who rises with healing in his wings, you are privileged to live in the righteous presence of God himself. God is not distant or remote or far away or uncaring about the problems that you face or the problems that affect our world today. No, God is within each one of us, and he dwells in our hearts. And so we really don't need to look for assurance or for comfort or peace from any other source. Whether it's economic indicators or nuclear negotiations that may succeed or may fail between countries, whether it's our own bank account balance or retirement account fund, whether it's the support of family or friends, Yes, all these things certainly have their place, and all of them can be blessings from God, but none of those things can take the place of the thing that really brings true and lasting peace in our lives. That can only be found in the good news of God's love and forgiveness and salvation through Jesus the Savior. And so Jesus says, hold on to my words. He says, follow my ways. He promises that the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, will assist us in the journeys of our lives. He says to us, don't be afraid. I am with you. I love you. Nothing is ever going to happen that I can't handle for you. So, dear brothers and sisters, let that message, let those promises from your Savior give you peace. Peace with God, peace in your hearts today and every day. Amen.